Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time is the executive director of Doc Alliance Films, also known as DA Films, Diana Tabakov. Diana, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
It's a real pleasure for me to talk with you. We're going to be talking about Doc Alliance Films, also known, I suppose, as DA Films, which is celebrating 15 years since its foundation, I believe. But so before we get into that, here's a simple question to start off, particularly for anyone who is not familiar with Doc Alliance Films. What is your general introduction to it? I mean, what is Doc Alliance Films?
Doc Alliance Films is a streaming VOD platform for documentary films. So anyone from across the globe can enter the website dafilms.com and watch festival documentaries at any time and legally. So we are an alliance of seven film festivals that gather handpicked selection of curated programs and films that we think that should be out there for audiences and that are not really often also broadcasted in TVs. It's not really TV formats. It's more auteur art house documentary films that we offer through this online platform.
So you touched on it a little bit there, but I'd just like to get into it a bit more. So we know that DA Films, you know, was founded 15 years ago, but why was it founded? Was there a need in the market for a platform like this?
Yeah, actually, it was. There was a need to show the films. DAF Films was not really brought up as a big business plan. It was rather brought up as a way of how to help the film industry, how to help the filmmakers to reach their audiences. So, being founded on a cooperation of film festivals, that means that actually curators could see this gap between the curator and the audience. So 15 years ago, that's the time when YouTube was founded in the same year. This is when Netflix was changing from DVDs and VHS to online. So, and at this point, someone in Czech Republic in the Jihlava Film Festival had an idea, okay, let's put the films online. I mean, we need to reach the audiences. And since then, of course, it developed in a very professional, established, big VOD platform for the whole documentary film world. But the main aim was really to somehow also promote the documentary genre. At that point, the documentary film was very much approached as a very, let's say, a formatted film art. So we would expect that the films were going to inform us objectively about the reality of the world. But of course, the film festivals wanted to show that there is not only one way of how to perceive a documentary film or only one way of how we should shoot films. There are also, each author brings a different perspective. And so that's why this platform was formed as an uncensored space for author film, where we would have the freedom of editing or creating and the freedom of creating our narrative into which we position these films from the film festivals. And this was really great about the internet, that we could have this this possibility, as you can see for sure as your experience with your radio and so on. I think it's quite a similar story.
So you mentioned that 15 years ago when, you know, DA Films was founded, there was a need to reach the audience. But do you remember whether back then there was also criticism and people who weren't so excited to put the films online?
Yeah, of course. Well, I personally work at the Doc Alliance Films for the last 10 years. And I have mainly been working on acquisitions. That means acquiring the rights for the films. And I could really see the whole development of the industry towards like online distribution. At the point when I started, it took a lot and a lot of time, a lot of persuading to get the films online legally. Even though they were already online, perhaps illegally, it was very difficult to actually curate a specific program for the online distribution. So After that, there was this phase, let's say 7 years ago, when producers already tried the online distribution but realized that they didn't really reach the revenues they were aspiring for. So, and that was a problem because, of course, online distribution was still left for the end of the life of the film. So let's say a year or 2 years after the film premiere, when it was very difficult to awaken the interest in the audience at that time. And so this super long window of 2 years was actually a deadly strategy for the VOD. It was stuck for many years because of this. So then the producers had the experience, were courageous enough to give us the films online, but then were quite unhappy with the financial effect. So this started changing at the point when also the windowing, the media chronology started changing slightly. And of course, all this, the quarantines and the COVID situation significantly accelerated these changes that were actually already happening, but it seriously accelerated them. And now the situation is very different also regarding the revenues. So the producers are suddenly much more often also approaching us if they could add their films to our platform. So yes, there was a big difficulty to get the films legally online 10, 15 years ago. And now it's become a new place, a very common space for the life of a film.
So the situation with the coronavirus and the way in which you guys have helped respond to the crisis brought on by the coronavirus is something that I'm definitely going to want to talk about later on in this interview again. But just thinking back to 15 years ago, a lot has happened since then. Something that you've hinted at, the documentary film form has evolved a lot. Definitely also because of the online accessibility to these films. And you've also mentioned that the film industry itself, its perception of this mode of distribution has changed over the years. But what about from the audience's perspective? Do you feel that it has helped, particularly when we talk about audience development?
Absolutely. I think that from the audience's perspective, we all are somehow spread out between the online and offline worlds. Like, we all work in both of these worlds. And I think that also the distribution strategies and the communication strategies of all the films had to, of course, somehow work with this fact. So I think audience-wise it helped well because we started presenting films legally to audiences at the point when they had interest in the film. There was a big discussion about whether the online distribution cannibalizes theatrical distribution or festival distribution or any other kind of distribution. And in our experience, and it is no propaganda, because we really mainly upfront think about what's best for the film, not really what's best for our business. So, because our team is mainly based on filmmakers, so we really think about what's the best thing for the film. And so from our experience, the online distribution actually helps get new audiences in various territories, in various places where it might not be in the cinemas, might not be broadcasted, and can help approach these new audiences. And then, of course, with this experience, create a space or create this experience of the genre, like to try and discover. And for this, the time is important. I think now is the time when VOD platforms are somehow developing their identity or developing their audience with making their identity understandable. So it's very important for us for the audiences to understand what they can find at our online platform, what kind of films we can present to them. And even though they don't know them, because most probably they don't, these films don't have a theatrical distribution in their territory most often, they will trust us and they will think, okay, I'm going to try out this film.
How do subscriptions work, or how are viewers able to access the content available on dafilms.com?
Well, that's a really good question, of course. It's not only abstract space. So we are based on a subscription mode, but also parallelly we present the business model of the TVOD, the transactional, which means individual streaming or downloads of film. This is something that reflects the status of the industry. There are many holdbacks for these business models. So that means that if a film is online premiering, it has a holdback for the subscription VOD rights from a broadcaster, so we're not allowed to actually make this film available for SVOD, but it's at least something we can make this film available for a single stream. So often people would come online and find that you need to search. If you have a specific film you would like to watch, you need to search which model it is under. But otherwise, basically, more than 95% of our catalog, which is about 2,500 films selected throughout these 15 years, one can subscribe for €6 a month. And then you can just stream or download films as you need. We create the homepage. You will have a different homepage depending on from where you are coming. So in the Czech, Slovak, and Polish territories, we have a translated website and we have a special program driven just for the local audiences, just the Czech and Slovak Polish audiences. And if you come from anywhere else in the world, you will come most probably to dafilms.com. And there we have a different homepage created specifically for European audiences and then a different homepage created for the Americas. And we're just planning to launch in December, hopefully, the new homepage for Asian territories. So it also depends where you're coming from the world. And usually we have a film festival cooperation. So now we have a Mexican festival at the Americas website, at the Black Canvas Festival. We're now still presenting on the European version. We're presenting the films from the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival. We also have the films from the Portuguese documentary festival Doc Lisboa. And then we also present always Film of the Week. We have a director in the spotlight. So we always try to somehow curate the homepage. Every week you find new things there.
Yeah, so in other words, you're not just a website where somebody can just click on the film or whatever. You actually, you know, treat these films with love, with a little bit of love, I guess, with a little bit of care.
Yeah. I would just like to also comment on this because a lot of VOD platforms work with a lot of algorithms. And I think this is something that people can't really tell. And the only algorithm that we are actually using is an algorithm that is showing you films that are similar to the one that you just watched. So there's like some algorithm behind that. But all the other things are actually really handpicked and like created by people and like picked because of the moods in the society, because of the anniversaries that are happening, because of the cooperations with film festivals and so on. So it's still very people driven, just to comment on this.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm not a big fan of algorithms when it comes to artistic explorations of all art forms, including cinema. So
yeah,
that's great to hear. So let's return to something that, of course, is the situation that we are living in at the moment with the coronavirus. And obviously it's been a time during which more and more people have been, some of them relegated to their homes for months and months. And I've, during this time, have consumed copious amounts of content online as well, including films and documentaries. So can you describe to us some of the perhaps ways in which DA Films has helped this content reach the viewers, or how you have been communicating with filmmakers and the film industry at large during this time?
Well, we of course, with the lockdown in spring, it was an incredible experience for us. I mean, of course, we did see the sad part of it. We don't like to see cinemas closed. We don't like to see that filmmakers were stopped from shooting their films, etc., etc. On the other hand, it was a very interesting and a very exciting time for VOD platforms. And it gave us the chance for us to at last reach out to films that are very new. So we did reach out to all the distributors and producers who had their films in the cinemas at the time when the lockdown came, and asked them whether they would like to distribute them, continue the distribution, at least in the online version. And it is an unprecedented experience for us because there was There was this notion, this atmosphere of solidarity and this real strong emotional phase, I remember, in spring, which is different now in the autumn. And there we had the feeling that all the institutions, we are helping each other. The audiences want to support the cultural institutions by watching the films online or taking part of the in the online programs and so on. So there was a... This whole springtime for us was a time when we started, we got very new films and five times more views of films generally, globally, and 20 times more audiences coming to our website and picking films. So it was a time where we really had hard numbers showing that people want to use this and are using it. And it's mainly because there was so much energy put into it from so many institutions, and there was no other way to actually reach out to these films. So this was something that helped us. And I think for the industry, it's very important also from this point of view, for the VOD industry, it's important that we had this experience in order to learn how to make our services better, how to communicate with the audiences. We implemented this online chat on the website so people can ask us if they have technological problems and so on. You know, even these, it's in the end, it's also very much about the detail, right? So this also helped us to learn how to be better in what we're doing. But the best part about this for me personally is that we were far more in touch with film producers and filmmakers themselves, because as we were reaching this very fragile moment of premiering a film, you could really see how fragile and sensitive this discussion is for filmmakers, whether they will premiere online or in a cinema. And this is something that, of course, everyone is dealing with throughout the whole year, and it's a very confusing time for producers specifically. For us, it was really interesting that as a VOD platform, we had the possibility to be far more in touch with the producers and think about the strategies of how to release the film online. We did the campaigns together. We cooperated on the budgets financially, on the PR outcomes, on everything all the campaigns around releasing the film. And this is something that was really important to us. And I think even producers and filmmakers can learn a lot from VOD platforms and corporations with them, because the alternative independent VOD platforms give out numbers. They can give you as a producer a number that tells you when people watched your film, from which country the person came, from which campaign the person came, and so on. So us as a VOD platform, we're very important, I think, and also interesting partners for everyone in the film industry.
So we're fast running out of time. So unfortunately, I will have to close the interview. But I'd like to sort of end it with this, because we've talked about several things regarding VOD, the VOD industry, and we've talked about, film distribution, current cinematic landscape with the COVID challenge and so on. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure to ask you was a more general question about the documentary film form. At the time that we're living in, and again, feel free to answer in any way you like, but what do you feel is the role and importance of documentaries in contemporary times?
Well, I can only be personal in this respond, because of course there is no objective, truthful really respond to this, I would say, or one truthful respond to this. But my personal view is that I am far more fascinated by the documentary genre, because it is showing us somehow the reality that we live in, but it is showing us from the perspective of authors. So I think there's a very strong development of film festivals and the way they can actually approach audiences. And I think it's through the film festivals actually people are learning that a film is art, and the artists can decide whether this story or this idea or theme or topic inspires them to make a sculpture or paint a painting or make a film. So I find interesting this that the documentary films actually teach us the sensitivity towards the world, as also one director in the film White on White says in her film that actually was awarded now in the Halabat Film Festival. So It is not only about the facts about the world, it's also about an atmosphere and the tone and the perspective of how we actually approach the world. And I think that this is something that we need to remind ourselves all the time. It is a very human thing to watch documentaries, because it means that we're interested in the world.
Very last question, which I can't really end the interview without, but with 15 years of history, what's next for DA Films?
Oh, a lot. As I was joking also with my friends, I was saying that we're 15 years old, so we can really experiment. And so I think that we need to become a more serious partner to the film industry, to the filmmakers, to the producers, and we need to really start developing stronger strategies for the distribution of a documentary film. And I think we need to always find a good way of how to spotlight documentaries. And this was always our aim. So we will see how it will work also in the Asian territories for us now. And hopefully we will be able to reach out to audiences in these countries, even though the cultural code and reading is totally different there. But so this is something that we will be dealing with, this global and local perspective.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.